Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hass of Team Reba.
I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and we were just talking in the last segment about the potential new HUD secretary.
Right.
Possibly the Dr. Ben Carson.
That's right.
During the break, we all sat around going, wonder how that might go.
Well, there are people saying that.
Yeah.
And
well, then I also asked you, like, is there anyone that you would personally have rather seen?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you said not necessarily, but, you know, would love to see someone who's got maybe some experience running a big agency. But your comment during the break was that because HUD is so intricately involved on, you know, dealing with issues of poverty and housing,
mm-hmm.
you know, many people probably don't realize, you know, how much impact within the overall Northwest there is. And so, you know, you probably sound like you're on some of the same email strings I am. I actually mm-hmm. get, you know, a monthly newsletter from them that talks about all the programs that they're in charge of. And
right.
it is expansive. I mean, just in the, I think, five state area that we get within the Pacific Northwest region, which includes Alaska and Idaho and Washington and Oregon. I think there's one other in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's yep. a tremendous number of projects. And in fact, actually, HUD, I don't know if you knew this, we were up in the Renton area in Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at a redevelopment project there to potentially bring in a lot of money to help with redeveloping what used to be the government housing up in the Sunset District.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, there were some many larger metro areas elsewhere that were also, you know, bidding for that. So we were not chosen. But the fact that we got that far up into the process, it was a tremendous sum of money that was going to go into that. And that's an area that, at least in Renton, because there's a new library there with King County Library System. There's a new elementary school. There's a bunch of other redevelopment going on, a lot of new construction happening, apartments coming in. And it would have been great to have those extra funds to see that project all the way through, because it's a little tougher for the local community to try and do that all themselves. So kind of I'd like to see somebody who does really know what they're doing in that position.
Well, it's going to be a big challenge, and there's policy issues that come up that affect all of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's you know, diverting the funds, putting the funds in the right categories, that sort mm-hmm. of a thing. There's some things that backfire. You know,
like what?
Well, for instance,
besides a car, you know, in poor condition.
Under the current administration, there was a HUD expanded its civil rights sort mm-hmm. of outreach, and they passed a thing called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Rule.
Okay,
and which is good. Basically, the purpose of the move was to reduce discrimination, to encourage mm-hmm. affordable housing, to encourage fair housing, which as a lender we have always had to pretty much follow.
Oh yeah.
So in fact, as a bank, we fall under what's called the Community Reinvestment Act that's been mm-hmm. around since Jimmy Carter, since 1977,
right,
where it's illegal for us to discriminate in any way, to mm-hmm. redline, to not lend in certain, you know, in specific neighborhoods.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if we do not have an acceptable Community Reinvestment Act CRA rating, we're not allowed to open new branches. We wouldn't be allowed to
really?
Acquire a new bank to expand.
I did not
so
know that.
This is a law that has teeth. Here's where it can backfire sometimes, though, mm-hmm. too. And I see this often where I've been asked to speak at different condominium homeowners association meetings. And mm-hmm. I was at one not too long ago down in Tukwila, where the some of the owners wanted the condo project to be approved to originate FHA loans, to mm-hmm. accept FHA loans. If you're trying to buy a condo and you want to use FHA financing, the condo project has to be FHA approved.
Yep.
Well, there's a
lot. We actually just had a condo go on the market today, and yep. that project is not FHA approved.
Okay. Well, they can easily be approved, but one of the requirements that FHA has, they'll look at the bylaws and mm-hmm. the rules for the condominium project. And for instance, as a condo project, it is against FHA rules for a condo to require any type of tenant screening if an owner wants to rent out a unit.
Wait, what?
the condo project cannot require tenant screening.
Wait.
So to meet under FHA financing guidelines, right. And so the problem is that...
What do they mean by that, though? Because almost everybody does tenant screening.
On an individual basis, maybe, but not on a project.
Oh, the
basis.
Condo itself can't
the
condo, do
the
it.
The
individual homeowner. Right. Well, most of those HOA documents just have the condo HOA saying to the owners, "You need to do it." But oftentimes, they do require to at least see the lease.
And if they do, then that doesn't meet the HUD rules. So it's a problem.
That is really
interesting.
There's
condo projects that have refused to become FHA certified, you know, for that very reason. And part of that has to do with this fair housing rule. For instance, if there's someone who is a convicted felon, you know,
maybe we should get one of the local HUD people in on one of our shows.
I think that's always good to have a dialogue about that.
Well, yeah, no, that just sounds fascinating because now I'm learning something else new, you know, because we're always looking that up and I'm always kind of recommending to condo associations to try and have FHA approval because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that during the recession, FHA sunsetted their approvals of pretty much all condominium projects across the United States because they had lost track at one point of how much risk they had in every complex.
Right.
And they needed to get new updated documentation because some of them hadn't had anything submitted in quite a long time either. So, and there were a lot of those spot approvals, as you know. So sometimes you'd have a onesie twosie of something in a building, but maybe the whole complex itself wasn't approved.
Correct.
So we ran into the part of the reason the condo market is so hot here right now is because, you know, if you're an FHA approved building, you get the majority of those eyeballs because if someone's only FHA qualified, there's just a small number of buildings in which they can purchase.
That's right. It really limits limits your accessibility to some affordable housing.
Right.
Now, just this summer, FHA started to make some moves to kind of make that part of it a little bit easier. And they may actually come back to what's called a spot approval also, where somebody wants to buy a condo that FHA will allow a spot approval for that particular unit in that condo project. They don't require the entire project.
Well, that'd be nice to see that come back because that can be useful if you meet the checklist of what are the typical needs. I also had heard that FHA was going to potentially drop that 50% owner occupancy amount down to
35%.
35.
Yeah, 35.
Has that passed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that did pass.
It did.
It's not in effect yet, unfortunately.
When's it going to
effect?
Should
be the first of the year, I believe.
Okay, it is 2017. Yeah, so, okay. Oh, well, that's a plus.
Yep.
That's a big plus.
It's going to get a little bit better, you know, from that aspect. The other one that affects a lot of buildings around here there's going to be a bit more flexibility on the percentage of commercial space in a condo project. So you got a lot of condos where the ground floor, let's say, has retail space.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And then above it, you have residential space. Well, there's some restrictions on the percentage of commercial space. And I believe it's limited to about 20%. So if you're above that, then you may not be eligible for FHA financing. So, you know, there's some areas where the new HUD secretary coming in can kind of help build on that. And oversight of HUD will also include oversight of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, conventional mortgages.
Right. That's a big one.
And that's going to be real interesting here because there may be a push to privatize those institutions and get them out of the kind of under the coattails of the federal government.
The GSE piece.
Yes.
Yeah, government-sponsored entity.
Entities, GSEs.
Yes.
So from our perspective on the lending side, that's going to be real interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and again, the whole purpose is this HUD secretary coming in. Everyone knows that housing is such an important part of our economy. And you've got to have a healthy, vibrant, successful housing sector if you want the rest of the economy to be successful as well.
Isn't it, generally speaking, that housing and all the related industries have upwards of 40% of GDP?
Yeah, it's a big number.
It's
I don't know if it's quite that high, but it's pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I know it's, well, it's mostly like all with the ancillary.
Right.
It's not specifically just that, but all the ancillary industries, construction and products and
that's right.
everything else that goes with it.
That's right. That's right. And it's an area that we need to see growth in because you got to grow to kind of get everything moving along.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest kind of concern, you know, with the economy is it just really hasn't been growing very strong.
Right.
So if you kind of think of our country, you know, sort of as America Incorporated, you know, you've got 100 million full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
You've got about $18 trillion in sales for
America
Incorporated.
We've helped part of that.
Incorporated, right? You got a $20 trillion credit card bill.
Not me.
That's not good.
That's not me.
You know, so.
Although I might need to pick on my husband, James, again. Hey, bigger payments.
Oh, I know. You know, so the thing
debt is. Debt reduction.
When you got a company that big, number one, it's kind of slow to turn it. You know,
it's a big ship.
It doesn't move quick. It's a big ship. But also you have to be growing because you got to pay off that credit card.
Absolutely.
And that's going to take growth.
They need to be like Team Reba. Where we're in growth mode.
That's right.
We absolutely are. Well, you know, seriously, we're in growth mode. We started the year with 3 people on our team.
Mm-hmm.
We have 6 now.
There you go.
And we're going to get 2 more next year.
See, you've created jobs.
I have.
That's the American way.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And we're doing a great job for our customers. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
I am going to throw a quick plug out there. We do have that condo that just went on market today.
Where is it?
No joke on that one. So it's actually up in the Kenmore area.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really close. It's right by the Burke-Gilman Trail and really close to transit. So it's at 7711 Northeast 175th Street.
Okay.
Unit E, like Echo 202.
Okay.
And it just went on the market for $215,000.
Nice.
It does have the potential for rental if somebody is looking to buy rentals. And at $215,000, that's a pretty nice little price. One bed, one bath, has parking, in its own in unit, washer, dryer, all the appliances, everything. They just had it, carpets just cleaned, just been repainted. The exterior, actually, new roof 2 years ago, new siding on the project 8 years ago. It's in great condition. I've got it up here. I'll post some stuff on the website about it too, because we'll be doing open houses probably this weekend or something coming up. But it's a fantastic unit, and if somebody wants to get in on home ownership for their first time, or they want to get in on
nice.
Being a landlord,
yeah,
they might want to come and check it out.
Awesome. All right. Well, stay tuned. Let's talk more. We want to talk about some.
Yeah, we're going to talk about holiday safety.
Back. Stay tuned for more with Open House at Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.